My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Wow, Rico's changing the rules, people. We're talking Tigers. I opened up, I said to you, I woke up nervous. I've given you some data, some stats. And look, closeout games are different. I had Tigers in four to start the series. I'm not trying to, like, in any way, shape, or form move off of that. But I was super confident in game two, super confident in game three yesterday. I don't have that confidence today. Mm-hmm. And look, the news is interesting with Reese Olson being a straight starter. It's not going to be the formula you've used for success. Doesn't mean he can't go out and pitch great, but I wanted to know where people are at. But see, you're going to a different place.
I am.
Take him.
Because you were talking about how concerned you were about game four. I got a different aspect about game four. Game four is so important for this team to go out here and just end this. Continue the Guardians elimination streak of losing the elimination game. Tigers win today. It changes the game. Because no longer will they become a cute story. No, what I am going to do is charge Detroiters and Detroit Tigers fans with a new responsibility. We don't get to just to say, it was fun. No. You win today. You don't have to pitch school ball on Saturday, meaning you go into the championship series, the ALCS, and I don't care if it's the Yankees, I don't care if it's the Royals, you have an opportunity to possibly pitch school ball in three out of the seven games. World Series. World Series. Say it with me, Detroit. World Series. Okay? This went from being a cute, fun story. This went from being a little side hustle. They're now your main job. They're your main source of income. This is how you pay your rent. It's the Detroit Tigers. Close this thing out tonight. You set yourself up that you can have your ace for three games in a seven-game series in 1-4 and possibly seven. Yes, I know he's pitched a lot of innings. Don't care. The World Series is right there. Nobody thought that at the beginning of the season. I'm changing how you see this team. That's why tonight's game is so important. Win it, you're going to the World Series. I don't care if it's the Yankees. I don't care if it's the Royals. I'm changing everything. Who is with me? 248-539-9797. David, I do believe you get an opportunity to do something, and you got a starter who is shutting down people left and right. I don't think Kansas City wants to see him. I don't think New York wants to see him. If you win this thing tonight and you do not have to pitch him on Saturday, it sets up well for you. Now, if you end up going to game five, that's a whole different thing, because now you're probably going to get to use him twice and you're going to have to do some voodoo magic in two games. At this pace, You only have to come up with pitching chaos for one victory because I think he'll get you the other three.
You can miss me with all of that. David, go ahead. He skipped me intentionally. You best start talking.
I am with you on this, Rico. I'm with you on this. They win tonight. It is World Series bound. In fact, I'm already looking for my tickets. I'm already looking to see when the games are, where I'm going to sit, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to enjoy every game of the World Series. I am with you. You set it up to have him pitch three times in the ALCS. You just need one other win in a series? Yes, we're going to the World Series. They win tonight.
I can't believe what I'm listening to. Okay. That's free country.
Because you're negative.
No, I'm not. That's why. No, it's I'm grounded in reality.
Get your negativity out of here.
I'm grounded in reality.
You better get to that wedding.
Okay. Hey, and your pennant drive. Didn't you lose back-to-back Scooble starts? Oh, but you're just going to win. First of all, I don't think there's any guarantee you pitch three games in a seven-game set. Second of all, I'm not writing every Scooble start as a win. I wouldn't write Saturday as a win.
See, I am. Because if you believe in all of this voodoo and chaos, he's a part of it. And he goes out there and he wins. Now, whether he gets the victory or he keeps the other team from scoring, I think he's going to bring his A game. I don't see this deviating from that. I just see he is going to be the best player on the field whenever whoever he has to go up against. But you want to save that. You don't want to play him in games. You don't have to pitch him in game five because you want this thing to be over with.
You're saying four. If they win tonight, they're going to the World Series.
Yes.
Okay, there. A lot less words. There you go.
Okay.
So, no, I'm just saying, simplify for the people.
Okay.
People, do you buy what Rico's selling you? I don't think it's that simple. Then if you want to call me names, do whatever you like. No, I don't believe it's that simple at all in any way.
Mike, I'm with you completely. I don't think it's that simple because of everything that makes you nervous about tonight is what makes me say that, I can't just assign you two straight series wins in a row. Playoffs are hard. Closeouts are hard. You have every reason to be a little nervous about tonight.
He's doing BOGO, Kenny.
He's doing BOGO. I thought we ruled out BOGO. I thought we swore off BOGO.
No, it's not BOGO. What we're doing is now raising the expectations. They went from being a cute story to, you know what? Why the hell not you? Why can't you go to the World Series?
You can, but what you're saying is different than that. You're saying, win tonight, we're going to the World Series.
Yes.
I cannot subscribe to that. No.
So if that's BOGO, fine.
BOGO. Now that I think that's a glamorous BOGO. Right. You're giving out Rolls Royces. Glamorous BOGO.
I'll be standing out in front of the stadium handing out coupons.
That's right.
BOGO.
You get a Phantom, and you get a Phantom.
Yeah. BOGO.
248-539-9797. Do you agree with what Rico is saying? That if you win tonight, that somehow in Rico-verse, the ALCS is in the bag. I'm not going there. I'm on to game four. I'm just looking at what's right in front of me. David agrees, Kenny doesn't. Ticket text coming in, we can get to those. But I want to hear from the people on it. And again, I admit to you, look, I'm nervous with my own team tonight. I think closeout games are very difficult. I think Bibee will pitch better. No, he didn't get knocked around, but I didn't think he was sharp. He was only able to give him 4 2/3 in game one. I don't think that was their design. And I think it's interesting, this Reese Olson straight starter thing, when all you've done is opener, bulk, chaos. And you're switching that up in the most important game of the season. Now, AJ's pulled all the right levers. Maybe they looked at the tape and were so impressed by Olson once he settled into game one. Cool. Maybe he goes out and pitches five stellar innings and puts the Tribe up to a 25-inning scoreless streak. Maybe it all works perfect. But there's also a part of me that says, you know what? You don't go out and win 90-plus games on accident. You don't just go out with a whimper and simply not score in an entire playoff series. And one of the greatest players on earth in Jose Ramirez, is he really just going to go 0 for the series? I'm a little more nervous. But if you believe they win tonight, they're going to the World Series, I'm not mad at you in any way, shape, or form. I'm not even willing to argue it. I just don't subscribe to it. I don't think life works that way.
No, but I think in the playoffs, Mike, when good players go bad, it normally stays bad. And when good players are good, they stay red hot and they end up winning MVPs. So, yeah.
What happens when bad baseball players are good?
That's called Jim Leyritz.
That's called what we're watching with this Tiger offense.
No, it is.
Sorry, when you're doing rallies with your 8-9 hitter and neither guy's hitting above 190 and they both get on base to get it to a guy like Kerry Carpenter, I'm sorry, but that's the stuff we're watching. Hey, I just hit a ground ball. Just kidding. It bounced off Josh Naylor's face. Double. like you just get to a point where you're like, all right, well, if you're going to use that whole when good players go bad, well, what happens when bad players go good? Am I supposed to just believe and continue them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I can meet you there with the bullpen stuff. There's certain parts of me that, no, I apologize. I don't think I'm going to be watching Jake Rogers ripping Banyas. Doubles every game.
Hashtag a Banyas.
Exactly. Dude, it's so much of it. I had him get into the ALCS. I am not going to be painted negatively. I don't believe a win tonight seals it that you just dominate in the ALCS. I think a 7-game set's a completely different challenge.
You are Fangraphs right now.
No, I am certainly not.
You are Fangraphs right
now.
How
dare you? 248-539-9797. I think a win tonight is you're on to the ALCS. Rico's got you in the BOGO. He goes, no. A win tonight, you're going to the World Series. Which do you subscribe to? And I get it. Rico's on the corner giving you that free candy.
Hey, man.
Here you go.
I talked with Costa.
I got you. Oh, please.
I've seen the light.
Yeah. You've also seen something else because it's lasted more than 6 hours for him, and he needs to go to a hospital. Man's been doing morning radio with a boner all week. His poor wife. 248-539-9797.
That's how he's turning that mic on.
Well, hold on. Here's audio of Cookies minute he walks into the studio. Indeed. 248. I could have said something else, Kenny, but I'm going to try to be classy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I had hypothesized on why AJ and the Tigers decided we're going Reese Olson as a real starter, like a straight starter. And it's what I thought, not that it's any like great conclusion. It doesn't take Sherlock Holmes. They just liked the way he settled in game one, thought he was able to really overwhelm the Guardian lineup. And look, AJ basically paraphrasing a little bit said, yeah, like it's okay for someone else other than Scooble to be a pitcher here.
True.
Now, again, he could also be screwing with Vogt.
You think so?
Yeah, man. He destroyed Stephen Vogt yesterday and baited him into some early moves that I thought limited the Guardians later. Maybe, okay, yeah, Vogt gets to set his lineup today. Hey, I got news for you. If there's two on and nobody out in the top of the third, wouldn't shock me in the least if you're pulling Olsen and we're going chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, I'm not going to overreact to it. It was just something interesting that in the most important game of the year, they're not going pure chaos, that at least they're advertising a real starter.
Yes, but I think the Guardians also know chaos could happen at any moment. Just when you think it's safe to go back into the waters, chaos.
Yes.
You hear the shark music.
248-539-9797. David, what do people have to say about Rico's BOGO?
Rico, I'm getting the shirts made now. Spank the Yankees, ALCS 2024, Jason and Shelby. Rico, you are preaching from the top of the Renaissance Center, and I'm here for it.
Isn't that abandoned?
No, not yet.
It's still there.
No, I thought they were. I thought the lease was up. Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah, they'll be moving within the next couple years, but it's still open right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think GM's leaving, but it's buildings still.
Whatever. Not a place I go.
Hey, maybe we can move our studios there.
Maybe not.
Someone else says, yes, I'm with Rico, and it's going to be a great
Thanksgiving.
Because of it. World Series bound.
That was seamless, and you've won the day, David.
Rico is right. Win tonight. Three Scooble starts equals World Series bound and picking up steam.
You know, David, I've just recognized there's really no point to me being here today. So I'll just take off. Aww. I mean, no. It's okay. I just understand we are living in a world of seduction right now. You can't even have a real conversation.
Well, no. There's people on your side. Tell Rico to cut the crap with the BOGO wins in the playoffs. No game is given. Let's just go win today and celebrate. But it's not a given. Someone else says...
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you first, please.
Nothing is guaranteed in any situation. Now it makes your chances better to win the next series, but nothing is for sure in any sport. Let's just wait and see what happens tonight.
Yeah, and just pardon me that I don't want to just BOGO an ALCS seven-game series to go to the World Series against possibly a team that, hate to break it to you, is a lot better than the Guardians. But hey, you know what? I'll live in your world. Why? Because it's fun. The reality is, look, yes, would it annoy me to lose to the Tigers? Yeah. But I'd also be happy, A, because I live here, and B, I could launch Brian Cashman out of a cannon and take Aaron Boone and his poopy face with him. He always has such a bleep look on his face. It's like, Aaron, leave. I could find my way by it.
He just needs you to go hang out with him and go get him a slice. Then he'll be happy.
Go to hell. Ridiculous. 248-539-9797. You want to go to the people? Let's do that. We will go to Rich 97.1. Rich, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, fellas, it's a great day. Sorry if my voice sounds a little shot. I was at the game last night, spent almost $200 on a standing room ticket, but you know, it's stuff like this is you can't put a price on it. Had so much fun that I'm going again tonight. Thank God. Nice. Work's kind of slow right now, and I can do it again. So we're gonna go all the way out. My main thing. So I know how much you hate when people toot their own horn. But I was like one of 10 people who I was your first caller when you and you guys had the Stoney and Wojo Invitational, and I said that I still thought that you asked that question about, you know, do you think they're going to trade Scooble, and do you think they can still contend? I was one of those few people that was a yes, where I didn't think we were going to get rid of Scooble, and I didn't think that we still had a possible chance. Now, not as crazy as Mark Ryan, but, you know, I still had a little bit of faith. But I had a question for you. So, yeah. You know how when they play games started by Scooble, there's sort of that little bit more, you know, motivation and pep in their step.
Okay.
So the reverse of the reverse, as you like to say, the reverse motivation of, hey, we're not that they're not on their toes. It's a playoff game. I'm just, you know, speaking tongues here. What if they're motivated so much in the aspect of we don't want Scooble to start game five? So that's the Scooble motivation aspect, not he's out there, so we're motivated, but we're so motivated because we want to have him for game one going up against, hopefully, you guys.
You know what? It's so wacky, I'll go with it. I mean, how could I? I have no idea, but you said it, reverse of the reverse of the reverse.
Because
I'm down.
Because AJ, he's such a mastermind and a masterclass with this stuff. whatever lineup Vogt puts out there is going to be the result of what A.J. Hinch does. If he has Noel in the lineup, he goes, you know, possibly chaos or something like that. Just to, whatever move Vogt makes, Hinch will counter. And I'm knocking on wood as we speak. He's going to bury him. Let's go, Tigers, baby. Us. Have a night. Thank you, guys.
You got it, Rich. Have fun at the game tonight, brother.
You know what? I want to add a caveat to this.
Oh, God.
No, Mike.
Let me hear the caveat.
This is for you.
Oh, let me hear it.
Because you said it as we were in the car. Probably you won't get 3 starts out of Scoobal. You won't. You'll only get 2 because looking at the way they want to have the days in between, you'll get game 1, you'll get game 5 out of Scoobal, which means you're going to need some chaos in 2 games, not the 3. But I still think Scoobal in 2 games between game 1 and game 5, you can do this. I'm not changing. I'm not moving the goalposts. It's going to stay there.
You sure?
I just want to inform our listeners he won't get 3 starts unless there's some rain that happens and it extends the series.
I was about to get you Jansen's goalposts. You know the ones that come with wheels on them?
No.
You get to move them things around?
No. So unless there's some bad weather,
yeah,
he's probably only going to pitch in 2 games. So I don't want to misinform our listeners.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And again, anything goes, 7-game series, maybe. I just, hey, man, first things first, to answer Rich's thing, no, you know what move Steven Vogt has to make? It's called his players have to play better. All right, like when Jimenez comes up and there's 2 men on and you come up and show bunt and then with 1 strike you decide I'm swinging away like an idiot. No, play better. You know, Jose Ramirez, there's no move to make. He's one of the 5 best hitters in the sport. Play better. Like there does come a point in time where you can't harangue the manager for everything that goes wrong. Like, play better.
Yeah.
You know, would it kill? Like, if I'm Steven Vogt, I'm looking at it and going, no, we have multiple men on in 4 innings yesterday. Guys, at some point, round ball, round bat, you got to hit.
Jose Ramirez, you know, if you're the Tigers, just don't aid this man in any way. Let him continue to spiral down. Do not offer him a hand. Do not do anything to help him out. Don't walk him. Nothing. He is doing a great job of disintegrating right before your eyes.
Go to Jason, 97.1. Jason, what's going on, buddy?
Well, agreeing with Rico is probably the most difficult part here, but, I mean, a win today and you get a Scooball start. Yeah. I mean, that's what's bonkers. You get a Scooball start in game 1, and then I think Hinch outmanages Aaron Boone, or, you know, if the Royals make it, he can outmanage and piece together to get another 2 games, and you don't even need Scooball for the 3rd start. But, Mike, you said something while I was waiting. Olsen probably is only going to pitch 1 inning, maybe 2 tonight. You know, Ausmus is calling him the starter, but they're not going to go away from what works. And as soon as there's a jam or he sees any, any sign of him getting tired or fatigued, he's going to be out of there, and they're going to play the matchups because it's seriously like, he's playing chess with a blind man right now. I was listening on the way home yesterday, and he took a guy out before he had an at bat. And I'm like, oh, this is going to backfire late in the game. And it's just, I think that's going to happen in the next series as well. And, you know, you get a couple Scooball games and,
blind. But Jason, here's the problem. All right. I appreciate it. We're up against it. Projecting the next series, that's not even how the Yankees really play. I mean, the Yankees stagger the whole order. They got multiple switch hitters. It's not like the Guardians.
Yeah, well, it'd be totally different.
No, I mean, it's harder to do. Look, can you beat the Yankees? Yes, especially if the Yankees require 5, 8, and 9 walks a game like they've been getting against the Royals. You're never getting that against Tigers. Plus, Aaron Judge will have to have his head surgically removed from his ass if we have any hope of beating the Tigers. My point is, you cannot continue to just say, well, it worked in a 3 or 5 game set, or it worked against these teams. These teams aren't the teams you're facing. You want to say you could do it to the Royals more. Fine. I you know what I'm focused on? Game 4. I'm not focused on hypothesizing about a 7-game series where I don't even know who you're going to play yet. 248-539-9797.
We are on to 6 o'clock.
We're on to 6:08. That's it. All right, we'll get to the people, touch the table on some football, and we do need to have Kenny come on the air and say something at 4 regarding his Red Wings. It is opening night. We can at least do 1 segment, a 4-hour show. on the poverty league that is the NHL and why they insist on starting their season amidst a pennant chase and football. Let's go to the people, though. Then we'll get some ticket texts. Mark is up next, 97.1. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. I'm the Mark with the futures bet, 100K for the Dodgers to win.
Okay.
And, dude, this has been a roller coaster of the elimination.
Whoa. All right, the language. That doesn't work. Mark, I was looking forward to the call and the update on your future, but not when it features a word that rhymes with duck. Let's go to K 97.1. K, how you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, K. Excellent. Hey. What's on your mind?
Hey, first time doing this. I mean, I listened to your show quite a bit, but I was in line to pick up my daughter, and I thought I'd just call in and
give
my two cents. I was big Tigers fan, especially in the 2012 season when we all thought for sure that they were going to go all the way, and unfortunately we're swept by the Giants. So I don't know. This time I guess I'm too scared to hope for more, because I didn't think they'd be in this situation. I don't think anybody did. But also I think I'd be somewhat disappointed if they didn't win today or this series. But I just think I'm just so scared. I feel like we're all getting ahead of it now. Now we're like, okay, now we're getting the Yankees, which that's not even a sure thing. So I agree with you saying we're going to focus on today's game and hopefully pull this one. And I'm just settling through it, and I hate it.
Take a deep breath. Relax.
I know.
All will be well. They're going to handle business tonight.
I don't know. The weird thing is I try to bet on the other team because, these parlay bets, I feel like I'm a big jinx. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to bet on these guys who hit home runs, and maybe they'll suck and we'll have a good win. So, yeah.
Oh, the reverse.
Oh, there you go. An emotional hedge. All right. No, Kay, listen, I think if you get to this point in the season, every fan of a team that's left, you have every right to believe you can keep the dream going. There's a difference between believing in it and then, Rico going full Oprah mode and just giving away cars. Like, oh, no, ACL's in the ALCS is in the bag. I'm like, no, absolutely not.
I think it goes from being, this was a cute story to, you know what? Expectations have changed. Make the World Series. And I think it'll set up fine, especially you win tonight. It sets up great for you to get to the World Series. It's no longer a cute story anymore. It's no longer a, hey, look at us. Are you going to be
able to recover if Scuba loses a start, like mentally, with the way you're talking right now?
Won't happen.
Excuse me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Is that Mandarin that you're speaking?
T.D. Jenks has spoken. Excuse me.
No, not him.
David, ticket text, what do you got?
I didn't get invited to Diddy's parties.
Oh, he was a part of that? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I did not mean anything in that arena. I was just talking in Preacherville. I apologize. I did not. I'd like to strike that from the record.
Thank you.
David, ticket text. Oh, boy.
Yeah, just move on here. Yes, I'm with you. <Uh-oh>. They are going all the way if this victory happens tonight. Rico's wrong. In this era of load management, there is zero chance the Tigers will pitch Skuball on 3 days rest twice in a series.
Well, that's why I changed it and said, you know what? Look, counting the days, it'll probably be game one and game five.
Rico always screws teams when he does his BOGO, so just stop it now so we don't lose tonight and or Thursday.
Yeah, I love how Rico's been granted the power to control our fortunes.
I screwed up one BOGO ever, and that was, you know when it was, David, ironically enough? Last Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yep, I said, you know what, if you win this game, of course you're going to beat the Packers. Whoops. Okay.
Dang it.
Thanksgiving.
Dang it, Rico. First you ruined college football, now you're ruining the Tigers' chances to make it to the World Series.
I know, and because it's game 40 ALDS and you got the wings open, I don't even get to ask him about this latest college football kerfuffle.
I mean, I got the wings in the cup, so is that a bad thing, Kenny?
No. Not a word.
Stop it. Walleye.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, you just prepare yourself, because at 4 o'clock there ain't no walleye. And we're going to have a serious conversation about if blank happens, you say blank.
You don't know how ready for that I am, Mike.
I know. Listen, I know you're ready. I just like building it up a little bit. Everybody just calm down. Nervous about game four.
Someone says, for now on, everyone on the broadcast and on this station needs to call him Scooball. And then we'll keep winning and going to the World Series.
Look.
I was wondering why he was doing it. I was like, okay, is this for
the guy
effect?
Thought Ausmus was the manager, so I just let it roll, okay? I wasn't going to play school teacher six times in the call. I figured the less I interrupt him, the quicker it ends, and then I can just be done.
Pre-gaming started early
today. Right, I know it didn't. That's why I'm showing grace to the callers, because they're probably with a BAC of at least 1.2. Actually, that would kill you. 0.12.
I was about to say, hold on now. Whoa.
Be a lot of empty seats tonight.
Look, I'm just making a point. It is a closeout game. These are not easy. And just because you've done certain things doesn't mean you'll continue to do them. The Guardians, they continue to get people on base. They're not cashing in. I do have a hard time believing that all of a sudden, you're just basically their best guy, like J. Rams, just going over the series. I woke up nervous about today. Maybe the voodoo just continues. I don't know. But as far as what Rico's saying, no, I'm on a different island. Winning tonight just gets you to the ALCS. If you think the ALCS is some rollover, okay then. I don't. That's not me saying you don't have a shot at it. That not at all. But a rollover? A BOGO?
No, because,
come on.
Because see, I believe in Scooball, and I do think that he will go out there.
Scooball or Scooball?
Scooball. And when Scooball gets the ball, then if you can come back from New York or Kansas City with a split, I'm okay with that. And I think he can get you into that split category. And then,
I can't wait till he loses in the ALCS, and then you can explain it to people. Because you are betting him like he can't lose. That's just not how this sport works. I savored what he did the other night. It was truly incredible.
You've seen Passenger 57, right?
Always bet on black?
Always bet on Scooball.
Oh. Also not a good movie. 248-539-9797. We will get some football in the mix. And then Kenny Cott's got to step to the main stage at 4 o'clock. All right, let's touch the table on a little football here, even though it's a Tiger day. We got to mix in a few other things. David, music.
So I like to do this every week. I like to give some best bets that I'm looking at for the college football weekend. Boy, I had no idea what last weekend was going to be like, but that was crazy. So
it was great. I had every underdog of the top 11 upsets. It was fabulous for me.
Good for you, man.
Dude,
I'm not
6-2, yeah.
I was not betting Costa here being smarmy.
I know. No, you have a genuine element. You're not a cyborg, a smarmborg like him.
Right.
Yes, David.
Well, the reason why I mentioned that to start is because that's where I want to start with this week's best bets. I want to go with Alabama, -21.5 to cover against South Carolina, because I believe they're going to recover. But the main thing I want from that game is the over. The over is 50.5, and Alabama in 12 of their past 15 games has cleared the total easily. 4 out of 5 so far this season. So that's what I want to go with in that game.
Yeah, totals have been tough to the over. Look, the get right spot angle, I hear you on. Just my issue is get right and then clearing a 21.5 point spread against a decent South Carolina team.
Yeah.
Now I understand you're bringing a young quarterback in the mix. David, I'd be very careful on both fronts. If you're playing it that, hey, the Bama secondary's terrible, well, sellers for South Carolina, I mean, one play will make a great play, and the next you're like, can this kid play D1 football? The game was a total stay away for me, but God bless.
See, David, I like both aspects of that because I do think that Alabama got embarrassed in front of the nation, that DeBoer is going to make sure that they are dialed in and they are focused. They're going to go down. Is this in South Carolina?
No, it's in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah, then it's over. Now, and as far as the over, Alabama has no problem scoring points. It's keeping the opposition from scoring. So even, David, if they go out there and score 38-40 points, I think the South Carolina can still help you get to the over. I like both.
I'm out on both.
So let's go to the other side of that Bama-Vanderbilt from last week. Let's go to the Vanderbilt-Kentucky game. Kentucky is a 13.5 point favorite, and I believe this is an easy choice of a Vanderbilt. It's going to be coming off that high win. They're going to be really bad in this game. Kentucky -13.5.
David, on top of that, it's also Kentucky's homecoming game. So, yeah, you're going to have all the Wildcats there. It's the big blue weekend for Midnight Madness. Yeah, I think Vandy's going to end up getting curb stomped.
People don't realize might be the second best defense in the SEC resides in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hold down Georgia the way they did, and you don't hold down Ole Miss the way that they did if you're fake. And Vanderbilt plays like a service academy. I don't think they're going to dominate the TOP. I'm with both of you guys on this. I think it's interesting at the under, too, at 45.
Yeah, I was also looking at that for that game, but I didn't want to go back-to-back over-unders on these things. So,
well, I think I would go with the under because I think that Kentucky will score. They haven't been scoring like a ton of points, but I don't know how many points Vandy will get.
Team total this week, if you care, is 15.5.
Okay.
I'm just shooting you straight.
No.
That's Vandy's team total. Go ahead, David.
Let's move over to the Big 12 here. You have Utah going to Arizona State. But this is, again, every week there's a question mark here with Cam Rising. So I would go Arizona State here because of that question mark on if he's going to play Arizona State plus 6.5.
Man, what about Scatabooboo? That's my dude, the 300-pound running back Arizona State's got. Scatabooboo. That dude can ball. I'd take Arizona State because I don't trust Utah as far as you can throw them. Good luck figuring them out. What spread on that? 4.5, correct?
I'm seeing 6.5 right
six
here.
6.5, great.
That's a Friday game.
Take all the points. Give me Scatabooboo.
And you know what, David? I would also see. I would take Arizona State as well because even though it's going to be, I guess, like a 7:30 kickoff there, you're still looking at temperatures close to 100 degrees. I don't know if Utah's ready for that.
Yes, I agree with that.
And his name is Cam Scatabooo. Kid's got 100 carries of 615 yards. He built like an absolute tank. He's like 5'10", 230.
Yeah, he is. He is a tank.
Scatabooby.
Sure.
Yeah. He's good.
Move over back to the SEC because you got Ole Miss going to visit LSU. And yes, Ole Miss, they did recover. They won 27-3 last weekend at South Carolina. LSU, though, has been playing well the last couple times out, but it's a night game. So you got to go plus 3.5 for LSU.
Man,
here.
LSU's going to come out of that tunnel sounding like Snoop Dogg. It's a Saturday night in Death Valley. They're off a bye. Ole Miss has played 7 straight weeks. What Ole Miss does well ain't got nothing to do with this game. Oh, we rush the passer. Not against LSU, you don't, with 2 NFL tackles. We stop the run. Cool. We don't even try to run it. Give me the Bayou Bengals plus the 3.5.
If I had the bell, ding.
Oh, just hit the Snoop Dogg. They're going to get it.
Let's go over to the Big Ten here because you have Penn State traveling out west to go to USC.
Oh, man.
And it is a 5.5-point favor for Penn State. And that is what? The Devil's number. Plus 5.5 USC.
Oh, it is? It's 5.5 now?
That's what
funny,
I see,
David.
Yeah.
Apparently, you and the FBI were listening to Mike's nice phone conversation because as we talked about this. Here's the funny thing. James Franklin can't beat ranked teams. Funny thing happened to USC. They lost a bunch of times. They're no longer ranked. Now, the flip side is when teams from either coast have to cross that Mississippi River, 1-8. That's the record. So something's got to give, right?
It's almost like teams that have to travel that far shouldn't be in the same conference.
Yeah,
weird.
But I like it. So we're going to keep it. David, this is one where everything in me is screaming, take USC. James Franklin will go full James Franklin, except James Franklin has a running back tandem. USC can't stop the run. I would just avoid this because I don't know where to go. But if you force me to put $100 on this, 100 units, I would say Penn State because they can run the ball and USC can't stop it. Michigan, Khalil Mullings broke them. He broke that defense.
Look, numbers shouldn't be this low, right? Why is it? I don't know. Give me USC. Penn State's done nothing but play with their food the last 2 weeks. I've walked away totally unimpressed.
And this one, the last one here, because Mike, during the Big Ten rankings, you said you have no idea at that moment what to do with this game. So maybe you do now. Ohio State, 3.5-point favorites at Oregon.
Give me the Ducks.
Yeah, it's looking that way.
I don't trust Will Howard. And I look at newsflash, MSU played both these teams the last 2 weeks. I don't walk away overly impressed with either, but I think Oregon at home, plus I'm getting 3.5. And Gabriel, I'll take Gabriel over Will Howard every day of the week.
Man, two words, quack. quack.
Okay, then.
Okay. Everything you said. Will Howard has yet to really been tested this season. Dillon Gabriel, I think, is a better quarterback. And all of a sudden, it was like Oregon's found their moat. That defensive line, incredible. I don't know if Ohio State will be able to push them backwards and establish the run.
I don't like their offensive line.
No, I don't.
And with Chip Kelly calling the plays, I feel like they've slowed down to a snail's pace.
So, yeah, that's why. And the game is in Oregon. Now, if this was in Columbus, maybe I would feel differently. But I think when it's all said and done, and we can talk about this more tomorrow, when it's all said and done, come Sunday afternoon, Oregon may be the number one team in the nation.
Scatter boo boo.
Well, we'll see about that one. That is this week's College Football Best Bets.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.